The seal test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley.
And the man with the great profile, John Barrymore.
And the man with the weird profile, Maxie Rosenblum.
I have no alternative but to say hello.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. As our guest tonight, we have Maxie Rosenblum. As our old retainer, John Barrymore. Tonight, John has cooked up another of his exposés concerning some of my most intimate affairs. He calls it My Day.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, My Day. Rudy Valley's Day in Hollywood. Tonight, we will reveal the innermost secrets of this curious crooner. What is the real Rudy Valley like? What does he think about? What does he eat? What are his hobbies? Who was that blonde he was out with last night? What is... There she is now. What is her telephone number? What is a telephone number? These and other secret details we will reveal. Where he goes, what he does, how much money he makes. What? How much money he makes. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we reveal all.
Mr. Valley?
Yes, young lady?
Is it true that tonight you're going to reveal some of the most intimate details of your life?
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe it. I must be dreaming. Somebody pinch me.
John, sit down. Remember, this is my day.
Oh, yes, yes. Rudy Valley's Day in Hollywood. And so, without further ado, it's off to the home of our star, Hollywood, California.
Hooray for
Hollywood.
Through we valley, who we halt. Any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan.
And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan.
Rudy Valley's Day in Hollywood starts early in the morning. It's 6 a.m. Let us peek into Rudy Valley's boudoir. Ah, there he is, folks. In his little trundle bed.
8,344,
8,345. He's counting sheep.
8,346, 6% interest, 10%, 10,000 mortgages, 4 million in government bonds.
Yes. He's counting sheep, those long green sheep, of which he is one of the leading shepherds. But let him sleep while he can. For in Hollywood, one never knows when one may be rudely awakened by one of one's unthinking friends. Does one?
Hello? Hello, who's this?
It's me, Rudy. John. John Barrymore.
Barrymore? What are you doing up this early?
Early? I've been up for hours, Rudy. I was up the crack of dawn, took a cold shower, did me setting up exercises, rode horseback through Griffith Park, and I just finished playing 18 holes of golf.
Where are you now?
In a wheelchair at St. Vincent's Hospital.
Barrymore, I thought you were a creature of the night. What possessed you to get up at this unearthly hour?
Well, Rudy, at 5:30 this morning, a wee little bird landed on me windowsill and awakened me from his stupor. Slumber.
A little bird, eh?
Yes, the little fellow stood there shivering. So I took him in and warmed him and gave him some milk.
And then?
Then I had him for breakfast. Well, so long, Rudy.
So long, John. Oh, another day. Another $5,000. My day. Let's see, what'll I do today?
Well, Mr. Valley, you've got a date with that brunette.
That's right, Ralph, I have. Oh, yes. There I go.
There I go. Leading with my heart again, and there I go. Acting not so smart again, but though it's unwise, I can't disguise my love. Though I know much love may curb the fire, there yet I go. Led astray by my desire, there's no golden rule to guide a fool in love. I tell my heart, be careful. or you'll find that you dream alone. I'm wise, it's true. What good does it do? My heart has a mind of its own. There I go, spilling all the dreams I knew, and there I go, thrillingly in love with you, don't know if you care, darling, but there I go.
Rudy Valley's day is a hectic one, but busy as he seems to find time for others. You can always find Rudy giving some stranger a lift. Just ask any brunette on Hollywood Boulevard. But let's get back to Rudy's day. What subject is uppermost in Rudy Valley's mind? What did you think about? Morning, noon, and night. You're wrong. It's his radio program, yes? Every morning at Rudy Valley's house, there is a meeting to discuss his radio program. Time, 11 a.m. A long, black, heavily curtained sedan draws up before the Rudy Valley house. And straining at their straitjacket, gibbering and chattering, out of the car tumble the Rudy Valley scriptwriters.
Good morning, boys.
Morning, boys. Hello,
boss. Glad to see you, boys.
Say, boss, I got a terrific idea for the show.
Just a minute, Galen. Aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, sir. You don't mean...
Yes. The song.
Oh. All right.
Our jokes are your jokes. Your jokes are our jokes. There's no jokes like old jokes, and no one like you.
That's fine. Fine, boys. Well, let's get to work. Paramount Frank. Get a lot of funny stuff?
Oh, sure have, boss.
Well, let's go. Burroughs, have you got a funny joke?
Well, I didn't think of a joke, but I dreamed up a very hilarious situation.
Fine, what is it?
Well, the scene is in your house, see? The sun is shining, so you step out onto your balcony to get a breath of fresh air. But there ain't any balcony, so you fall down 7 flights and you land on your head in an empty swimming pool.
That's terrific!
Burroughs, that is not very funny. A thing like that could really happen to me.
You should know what I'm thinking.
Burroughs, do you have unemployment insurance?
Yes, sir.
What would it pay you if you were unemployed?
$15 a week.
I'd fire you if it didn't mean a raise. Now, fellow, John Barrymore is going to be back on the show next week. And, Henning, here's your assignment. I want something fresh. I want you to take John Barrymore and present him to the public as he's never been presented before.
Where'll we get that much black coffee?
This is no laughing matter, Henning. I want you to take John Barrymore and mold him. I want you to make him vital, make him dashing, make him terrific with the women.
As terrific as you are, sir?
My boy, I don't ask miracles.
Well, sir, I don't know much about John Barrymore. What does he do best?
Never mind that. Just write jokes. Now go home, write some jokes. Make me funny. Don't you think I'm funny? Well, don't you think I'm funny? Boys, I don't like your attitude. I don't want you to think of this job as just a way to make money. Don't think of me as the mercenary master and as you the slaves. Rather think of me as a vast beehive in which you are the little busy, buzzing bumblebees. Bzz.
How do you like that, fellas? The vagabond bzz, wants to pay us off in honey.
Yeah.
Bees? Is this a revolt? Now fly from the hive and come back tomorrow with pages of nectar. Now go, you little stingers.
And so Rudy Valley's day begins. Now let me tell you how the day starts in hundreds of thousands of American homes. Today, tomorrow, and every morning, almost the first action of countless housewives is to take in their seal test milk. And with complete confidence in its purity, they'll prepare babies' bottles, pour it out for growing children, use it in cooking. Why this complete confidence? Well, because they know the seal test story. If you ask them, they'd probably describe it like this.
Seal test milk? Oh, I'd never use any other.
I've seen the seal test system of laboratory protection at work in our dairy here in town. I've seen how quality and purity are controlled. Why, do you know, those seal test men make 154 different inspections. And that's in addition to all the laboratory tests they make for purity, richness, flavor, and a lot of other tests that I forget. I was simply amazed at the care and attention. Why, our seal test milk couldn't help but be good and pure and wholesome.
That's all very true, Mrs. Johnson. And don't forget this. That seal test laboratory in your town is only one of the many seal test laboratories spread out over a good part of America. All of them are working in a common cause, pooling their entire skill and knowledge to provide pure, wholesome milk, ice cream, and other dairy products for American homes.
Thank you, Rudy. And mothers, why not let the red and white seal test symbol be your guide to pure, wholesome milk and ice cream? And speaking of ice cream, don't miss that thrilling new November treat, Seal Test Chocolate Fudge Ice Cream Pie. We'll tell you shortly where to buy Seal Test products in your community. But now, back to the fearless expose of Rudy Valley's Day in Hollywood, with John Barrymore doing the fearless exposing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, now that Lou Crosby has his fling, let's get back to Rudy Valley's day. Rudy is a very hard-working young man, never losing sight of his obligations to his loyal public. After all, who made Rudy Valley what he is today? It was you. And you. And you. And the three of you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. But, like every busy personality, Rudy Valley devotes a few moments out of every day to relaxation. Relaxing among the things he loves best. Now we find Rudy entering his bank.
Afternoon, Teller.
Good afternoon, Mr. Valley. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to make a withdrawal.
What? What did you say?
I'd like to draw out some money. My, the man has fainted. Cashier, come here, come here.
What's strange, Mr. Valley. Jenkins has nerves of steel. Just what did you say to him, Mr. Valley?
All I said was that I wanted to take out some money.
Heavens!
He's fainted, too. Manager, Mr. Manager, please.
Yes? What is it, Mr. Valley?
Two men fainted here just now because I wanted to make a withdrawal.
Only two? That's nothing to worry about. Seven men fainted yesterday.
Why?
Barrymore made a deposit.
And now, we reach the midday mark of Rudy Valley's day. Noon in Hollywood, Mecca of millions. Yes. The Mecca. Make a test, make a picture, make a fortune. Everybody's on the Mecca. Females demanding, pleading, get me in pictures, get me on the radio, give me this, give me that. Women crying, gimme, 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 gimme. And the word alimony, add to that and you have the story of me life. And so, to get a quiet, peaceful lunch, Rudy drives his car into McCarthy's drive-in.
Oh, miss, I'm in a great hurry. May I have a hamburger?
Say, aren't you Rudy Valley?
Yes, miss. Now, will you please hurry with that hamburger?
Coming up. Say, Mr. Valley, do you still discover unknown talent and put them on your program and build them into great glamour stars, huh?
Sometimes, yes.
Hey, Beulah, come over here. We just got an audition.
Come in.
Look, miss. All I want is one little hamburger.
Mr. Valley, how can you speak of hamburgers when before you stand Phoebe and Beulah Schlepkin? The Schlepkin sisters.
Formerly the Schlepkin sisters and Bifkin, also known as the Sunrise Kids.
Yes, sir. Come on, Beulah.
Oh, good morning, folks. Good morning, folks. Cock-a-doodle-doo. The sun is up, the rooster's up, so brother, why ain't you?
Give me a hamburger.
Fried one.
With an onion.
Hang a rose on it.
Oh, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, get up and brush your hair and brush your teeth and wear a smile. The Schleckens are on the air.
Well, what do you say, Mr. Valley?
Look, Schleckens, have mercy on a hungry man. Just one. One little hamburger.
Beulah, he's weakening. Give him the clincher. Give him a few stanzas of How Could You Do This to Me, Jack?
Please, just one little hamburger, please.
Oh, how could you do this to me, Jack? Oh, how could you do it, Jack? You took me from a mansion to this shack across the tracks. You ruined my reputation so I never can go back. Oh, how could you do this to me, Jack? Oh, listen to her, Mr. Valley. Just get the pathos. Just get the feeling.
Just get the hamburger.
I believed all your promises the day I packed my trunk. I talked to Ma, and I stood up to Pa when they said I was marrying a skunk.
Hey, Shula, I want a toothpick. Get me a toothpick.
Timber! You've cheated me. And you browbeat me. Now I'm driving a truck, a Mack.
Hey, what kind of hamburger is this? That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Did you ever take a good look at the Schlepkin sisters?
I don't even mind when you come home blind and tell me go sit on a tack. Oh, how? Oh, how? Oh, how could you do this to me, Jack?
How could you do this to me, Schlepkin? Look, I can't stand it anymore. Manager.
Yes, sir.
Come over here. Come here, please.
What's the trouble, sir?
It's these women.
Aha! The Schlepkins. Girls, beat it. Scram. Schlepkins, schlep.
Look, Mr. Manager, I'm starving. I want a hamburger. I'll pay cash. I can afford it. I'm Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley? Why, you'll get your hamburger. Don't get excited, Mr. Valley. Now, as the window dresser said to the dummy after the earthquake, keep your pants on. Stuck! Oh, what a laugh!
Please, no jokes. I only want a hamburger.
Valley, how can you talk about hamburgers when right before you stands the comedy sensation of the year? Joe Biffkin, the Biff Baff Buffer from Buffalo. Hey, get this one. Just saw a swell picture dedicated to the street cleaners of America. Broom Town. Oh, new stuff. That's what I
Stop! I can't stand it. I'm getting out of here.
Hey, Valley, wait a minute. Are you turning down the Schlepkin sisters?
Yes.
How about Biffkin?
I'm turning down the Schlepkin sisters and Biffkin. Goodbye.
Darn it, we lost Valley. There he goes across the street to Anderson's drive-in.
Oh, he'll be back from Anderson's. Don't worry.
How do you know?
Wait till he gets a load of the Bentley sisters and Nussbaum.
One of the day's most important engagements is Rudy's recording session. You know, it's estimated that Rudy has sung 50,000 songs. 50,000 songs. 25,000 through each nostril. So here is Rudy, about to put his voice on wax for jukebox posterity.
Are you all set, Mr. Valley?
Yes, I am, Elliot.
Your band ready?
Right.
Okay, this is a take.
You told me it was so a million dreams ago. Held me in your arms a million dreams ago. So many dreams have flown, so many nights alone. I guess I should have known it couldn't be. I lock my memories here in my heart, and here in my heart they'll stay. The years, they'll always be a part of a lovely day. Goodbye, good luck, old friend. I'll smile and just pretend there was no end a million dreams ago.
I lock my memories here in my heart.
Now, may we pause a moment for our weekly visit around America. here we go to all of those communities where seal tests, milk, and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Was I?
You were about two-thirds along in my day.
Ah, yes, yes. It's been a strenuous day, but Rudy Valley never tires. What a physique. Rudy's splendid physique is the result of daily exercise in a strange place called a gymnasium. Rudy tricked me into going to this gymnasium with him. He told me they had parallel bars. And so, at At 4 o'clock today, Rudy and I went to a gymnasium run by a weird and unbelievable character known as Slapsy, Maxie, or Rosenblum. We enter Maxie's gym.
Hello, Maxie.
Hello, Mr. Valley. Welcome to Slapsy Maxie's gymnasium. Learn the ropes from the best of the dopes. Hey, boss, who's the old gent? Your father?
Father! I look old enough to be Rudy Valley's father.
Don't answer that.
Well, tell me, who are you?
Why, Maxie, this is...
Tell him, Rudy. I'll show him who I am. Maybe this will give you an idea, my punchy punchinello. Recite, overdramatic and hammy. Easiest job I've had in my life, but soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon.
How long have you been fighting, bud?
Rudy!
Rudy, who is this pugilist with the accent
of... John! I'm Maxie Rosenblum, the body beautiful. And who is this distinctive gentleman with the accent?
Maxie! This is John Barrymore, the great profile. John is the man who put his profile in the cement at Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Yeah? When is he going to take it out? Say, what do you think of my profile, Mr. Barrymore?
Well, it looks like they put yours in the cement too, Maxie. After the cement had dried.
Well, I got mine from many a pugilistic fistcuffs.
I have seen you in the ring.
Oh, you've seen me fight?
No, I've seen you in the ring.
Now, boys, don't let this little meeting lose its original dullness. Maxie, I brought Mr. Barrymore here to your gymnasium so that you might build him some muscles. John, why don't you slip off your shirt so that Maxie can have a look at you?
All right. I suppose I could stand a little building up. There. How do I look, Maxie?
Mr. Barrymore, if wrinkles was muscles, you'd be Superman.
Let's get on with the bodybuilding. Just what can you do for me physically, Mr. Rosenblum?
Look, I'll give you muscles in your arms that look like baseballs, muscles in your chest that look like ropes, and muscles in your back that look like steel bands.
How about some muscles that look like muscles?
Now, the first thing we'll take is your measurements. Mr. Valley, will you take Mr. Barrymore's measurements?
Gladly, Maxie. Hand me the tape measure. All right, ready.
Nick?
12.
Shoulders?
Seven.
Hips?
58.
You're not kidding. Chest? No. Chest normal?
16.
Chest expanded?
16.
Mr. Barrymore, you gotta get yourself in condition. You need plenty of rest.
I sleep 7 hours every night.
Do you sleep tight?
Very frequently.
I better test your lungs, huh? Now, look, let's see how long you can hold your breath.
All right.
Now, hold it till I stop counting. One, two, three, four.
I can hold my breath longer than that.
Yeah, but I can't count any higher.
Maxie, when the woodpeckers return to Capistrano, hide. Rudy, get me out of this cauliflower coliseum.
Come on, John.
And so ends Rudy Valley's day in Hollywood. Our hero is once more asleep in his little trundle bed. At his feet, his Great Dane. And above his head, the famous Rudy Valley coat of arms. A nose rampant on a field of bank books.
Ah,
there, he sleeps. But wait a minute. It was only 6 o'clock when we left Maxie's gymnasium, and now it's 2 a.m. That's 8 hours unaccounted for. 8 hours of beautiful, moonlit California night. What did Rudy do during those 8 hours? What did Rudy do?
Wouldn't you like to know?
That's Rudy Valley, Rudy Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking fan.
And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood!
Where you're terrific if you're even good. Where anyone at all from Shirley Temple to Amy Semple is equally understood.
Go out and try your luck. You might be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, we poked a lot of fun at their very swell egg, but there's much more to Rudy's day than we've shown you. He still finds time to help ambitious young artists, barring the Schlepkin sisters and Bifkin. And wherever celebrities are needed to aid a worthy cause, he's always there. All this goes to make up Rudy's day, and I'm just a little proud to be part of it.
Thank you, John. I'll expect you Monday night at the Victor Hugo. We'll be back next week with an exciting newspaper yarn in which John Barrymore, the gruff city editor, makes life pretty miserable for the cub reporter, Scoops Valley. And before saying goodnight, may we urge each and every one of you to join the American Red Cross. In these times, more than ever, America needs the Red Cross, and the Red Cross needs every American. This is Rudy Valley saying goodnight and reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk or ice cream. Au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.